I'm speaking with Paul Redditch, Strategic Communications Manager for FMC. And Paul, we're happy to have FMC as a sponsor of our Farm Progress Show coverage this year. We're also happy to talk with you about FMC's very successful Stand and Be Heard Anthem Singing Contest. Now, FMC's motto is investing in farming's future. Paul, how does this contest support that motto?
You know, Cindy, we've had so many new products and things over the recent years, and that's obviously one way that FMC invests in farming's future. But in addition to that, the youth of agriculture are so important for all of us, whether it be consumers of food or whether it be even FMC to have future customers. And so several years ago, we came up with this idea to sponsor a national anthem singing contest for agricultural youth.
And it has been a great success. What are we in, the third year now? Is that right?
This is the third year, and we had nearly 50,000 votes in our preliminary voting round. And the way it really works, students from FFA, 4-H, Student NAMA, any other agricultural organizations for youth submit their videos online of them singing the national anthem, and then there was a preliminary voting period, and as I indicated, about 50,000 votes to determine the top 20 students. And that top 20 then, those videos were submitted to a panel of judges. I was really excited about our panel this year. Country music producer Tom Davis, who also produces the CMA Awards program, was one. Singer-songwriter Kaylee Anna from Nashville, another. National FFA Choir Director Patty LaJoy. Last year's grand prize winner, Noelle Goodson. And then the NAMA National President, Kanna Rethi, were the judges. And they took those top 20 and then brought it down to the final four, who we invited and actually took to Nashville along with their parents last weekend. And boy, was it a fun weekend.
Well, tell us who those four finalists are.
Hallie Reed from New Mexico, Jessica Roney from Illinois, Leanna Crawford and Lindsay Weber, both from the state of Washington. So this is the first time we've had two final four from the same state. So we ended up, the four of them were, along with their parents, taken to Nashville this past weekend, and we ended up spending the weekend recording music videos of them singing the national anthem along with a TV program at the House of Blues studio, which is a famous recording studio where Miranda Lambert and Faith Hill and Trace Atkins and many other country stars have recorded and still do record periodically new songs. So, and part of that recording was basically to get ready for the next round. We'll take their music videos, load them back up to the FMC contest website location. And then there's a 30-minute TV program on the four of them that will run August 28th on RFD TV. And starting that same day, August 28th through September 18th, it's back to online voting to determine of those final four who's the grand prize winner. Grand prize winner gets $10,000, and then each of the three runner-ups, $5,000 scholarship. So fun times ahead.
So then, starting August 28th, where can people vote?
They can go to fmccrop.com/contest. That's fmccrop.com/contest. And they can vote once a day, each day, during that voting period in between August 28th and September 18th. And then we announce the grand prize winner on September 22nd.
Paul, when you started this contest, did you really think it would be as big as it's gotten and being able to touch as many young people's lives as you have?
No, I didn't really have any idea. I'm not sure any of the rest of us did. We just knew we wanted to do something for the youth in agriculture. It's grown in numbers of students that have participated each year and the number of states that are represented from around the United States. I mean, we even had some folks from Puerto Rico, still U.S. protectorates, but outside the U.S. that participated in it this year. So it's been exciting.
And amazing to see the talent that's out there in the countryside of these kids are just amazing, aren't they?
Oh, it is incredible. Like example of our final four, Jessica from Illinois is in the National FFA choir. Leanna from Washington, she had produced her own little LP previously of songs that she had recorded. Lindsay from Washington's kicked off, I think, the Washington State FFA convention this past year singing the national anthem. And Hallie Reed has done many, many events locally. All four of these are fairly refined when it comes to singing the national anthem, but each had different styles, which makes it really fun for the voters here in the finals to look at who they want to vote for in that case.
All right, Paul, and this contest has been a great deal of fun. We've been covering it since the beginning, and we will continue to let people know who the finalists are, where they can vote, and who the final winner will be in the FMC Stand Up and Be Heard Anthem Singing Contest. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.